Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Amar lo, if one of the litigants said to the other, Ne'eman alai Abba, I'm okay with my father. Ne'eman alai Avicha, or I'm okay with your father. Ne'emanim alai Shlosha Roe Bakar, or I'm okay with three cattlemen. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yochol Lachzor Bo. Rabbi Meir says he's allowed to retract. So the case here is that these people are not allowed to serve as judges or witnesses, and we'll see the specifics in the Bar Neuro. And he's saying that I'm willing to overlook the inherent unsuitableness of these people for this, and that's okay. So Rabbi Meir says once he has agreed to this, he cannot retract his consent. But the sages say, Eno yachol lachzor bo, he may not retract his consent. Hayachayev lechaveru shvua, if one of the litigants was obligated to make an oath to the other that he didn't owe or that he didn't possess some property. Va'amrlo, and the other litigant says, Dorli b'chai roshcha, swear to me by the life of your head, which is not the standard form of an oath. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Yochol lachzor bo, he can retract and insist that the other litigants make the standard form of an oath. V'chachamim Omerim, and the sages say, Eno yochol lachzor bo, once he has agreed to this, he may not retract. Let's look in the Bart Neuro, who will add a lot of detail here. The first is Ne'eman alai Abba. I'm okay with my father serving, Lehiyos Dayan, to be a judge. Afal pishahu pasul min haTorah lidonani lo lezchus v'lo lechova. Even though the Torah does not permit him to judge me either to find me guilty or to find me innocent, either way. Kidinafkalan, as we learn from the pasuk, milo yamusu avos albanim. So the Torah says that fathers will not be put to death because of their children or vice versa. So the obvious meaning of this is that if one person in the family is a criminal, the others don't pay the penalty for it. But we also learn from this that close relatives cannot serve as judges or witnesses to one another. Ne'emanim alai shlosha roe bakar, I'm okay with three cattlemen, lidon, to serve as judges. De'ilu le'edus roe bakar k'sherin hein. Because if you're talking about serving as witnesses, there's nothing wrong with being a cattleman. They can certainly serve as witnesses. Rabbi Meir Omer Yochol Lachzor Bo. Rabbi Meir says he can retract after such an agreement is made. Afilu la'acha gemar din, even after the case has been settled. La'acha shekibel hadayin ha'edus va'amar ish ploni atazakai, after the judge has heard the testimony and decided in favor of one of the litigants. But the Chachamim say, Eno yachol lachzor bo. The Chachamim say he may not retract. La'acha gemar din bilvad hu depligi rabbanan alei derabbi Meir. The Chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Meir in a case where the judgment has already been made. De'ilu kodem gemar din, modem Chachamim l'Rabbi Meir de'yachol lachzor bo. But before judgment has been made, the Chachamim agree that he can change his mind. So if I agree that your father can serve as judge, until the judgment is made, I can still change my mind. But the Chachamim say after the judgment has been made, I have to live with it. Let's skip a little. Dorli b'chai roshcha, swear to me by the life of your head. Nadorli b'chai roshcha, v'yeten l'cha masha'ata tovea. So swear to me by the life of your head, and I will pay you that which you're demanding from me. V'ein tzarech lomar u'machol l'cha masha yesh li etzlcha. And even more so, a case where a person's willing to forego that which he claims the other person is holding of his property. The Nadorlo, and the other litigant, make such an oath. Okanumi yado, afal pisha adayin lo nadar. Or he receives the property from his hand, even though the oath has not yet been made, because the transition of property is legally binding as well. Eno yachar lachzor bo. Then once that has been done, he cannot change his mind and demand the standard form of the oath. Kedivrei chachamim. So this is the opinion of the chachamim, v'chein halacha, and that's the final word on the matter. Let us now continue in Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu hein haposlin, and these are the ones who may not serve as judges or witnesses. Hamasrachek bekuvia, a person who plays with dice, gambler. Vahamalve berivis, someone who loans with interest. Vahamafriche yonim, those who race pigeons. Well, may not mean race pigeons. It means those who fly pigeons, and we'll see there's actually two opinions what that means. Besochari Shvias, those who sell the fruit of the sabbatical year, which is not allowed to be done. Amar Rabbi Shimon, B'tchila hayu korinosan osfei Shvias. Rabbi Shimon says, originally they banned gatherers of produce from the seventh year. Misharabu ha'anasim, but when tax collectors increased, chazru lekrosan sochari shvias. When the tax burden became such that they had to do this, they only limited those who dealt in the produce of the seventh year from being judges or witnesses. Amar Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda said, emasai, when are they unfit? Bizman she'ein lehen umanus elahi. When they only have this as a source of income. And we'll see in the Bar Neuro that this refers specifically to the gamblers. Aval yesh lehem umanus shelohi ksherin. But if they have some other form of income, if they are not professional gamblers, they're only recreational gamblers, then they can still serve as judges or witnesses. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. The Elohim HaPoslin, these are the ones who are unfit. L'don u'lehed, to judge or to be a witness. Hamaschachek b'kuvya, those who play with dice. Pasul edus l'fisha enan misasek b'yushuv sha'olam. The reason that they're unfit to be witnesses is because they don't contribute to the building of society. Ba'asul adam shi'asasek b'olamo, ela obator u'gumilas chasadim, obeschora v'umanus u'malacha shi'yesh b'hen yushuv sha'olam. There are two paths that a person can take as far as his daily occupation. One of them is in Torah and in charity, and that's a very fine lifestyle. And the other is in business and some form of constructive labor that helps mankind and society thrive. So that's also a very fine choice for occupation. But a gambler contributes nothing. He's not considered a productive member of society. Malva Beribis, someone who lends with interest. Echad halovav, echad hamalve, shnehem psulim. Both the lender and the borrower are unfit to serve in these capacities. The kaimalan hamalve v'halove shnehem overim below saseh, because both the one who lends with interest and the one who borrows with interest violate Torah prohibitions, so it's equally prohibited. Umafriche yonim, those who fly pigeons. Eiste mafarshe min mine haschok. Some say it's a form of game. Imtikdim yonascha leyonosi. Etein lecha kach v'kach. If your pigeon beats my pigeon, then I'll give you so much money. Ve'esdim afarshe, and there are others who say, shemagado yonim milomedes lahavi yonim lebeis bala balkorachan. And there are those who say that he raises pigeons to lure other pigeons back to his place. Ve'esh behen gezel mitmenei darche shalom v'lo gezel gamur. And this is perhaps not theft in the strictest sense, but it's still not a good thing. And this makes him unfit to serve as a witness. Misharabo ha'nasin. So the prohibition used to be against those who gathered produce of the Shemitah year, and then they only made it those who sold produce of the seventh year because of the increase in tax collectors. What's going on there? Hasholim menas ha'melech kach v'kach korin tvua b'chol shana. So the anasim are those who collect the tax for the king, so much barrels or bushels of produce each year. V'hayutzrichin lasof tfua shal shvias lefroa mimena menas ha'melech. And people needed to gather the produce of the sabbatical year in order to pay their taxes to the king. Chazru lomar sochare peros shvias bilvad hein psuim. So they said that only those who dealt in financially, who sold the fruit of the Shemitah year, would be unfit to serve as witnesses. Aval osfei tvua shvias l'seis l'melech k'sherim l'edus. But those who gathered it in order to pay their taxes, they would still be fit for testimony. Kevan she'ein osafim l'atzur l'atzman, because they're not gathering it for themselves. They're gathering it to give to the tax collector. L'yinim psach halacha, kol mi she'avar avera she'chayev aleha misas beizdin, o kores, o malkus, pasul l'edus. And in practical terms, anyone who violates a sin that would be worthy of execution or kares or of lashes would also not be able to serve as a witness. And the Tosfos Yontev adds, v'chol shekein lidon, and certainly not to serve as a judge. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.